الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر وقد قال تعالى أيضا قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الدرسول في سيد درود إن شاء الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is not one, as we are explaining, Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam. Allah Ta'ala make us say those words that are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, generally according to our mashayikh, we are not even one step for to be called the dust of their shoes. But Hazrat's kindness, that Hazrat is this useless servant has to be conducting this session of the this whole course. This is not a course that what we're doing in madrasa or what we're doing in the Darul Uloom. This is actually first for every human being. That unfortunately, as Hazrat explained, that now we're living in the time that direct attack is on our iman. Whatever category we are in, whether we are still not even in the maktab, whether we are teaching maktab, whether we are imams, whether we are ulama, The direct attack is now of Dajjal on our iman. And when actually Allah Ta'ala has sent us here as the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala didn't leave us to just find our road on our own. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us the whole direction from Surah Fatiha. And Allah Ta'ala has kept us in the company of the men of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And tell Allah Ta'ala wants the world to be existing, Allah has commanded that first of all, Allah Ta'ala has made us very honorable creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So generally, this period is known as Anwarul Salah. But actually, as our Hazrat, according to Hazrat, and this is what is called Tawajjuh, Hazrat's fikr is here. So I may be speaking this useless servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which I am in need of first, to realize that we are saying that fitna of Dajjal. But unfortunately we find when we don't know who we are, then are we realizing who we are? And like Hazrat explains in these lessons, and Hazrat has given these lessons now almost 25 years ago. And today where we are, myself, all of us should ponder and think. Did I ever ponder that am I the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat? And to become Allah, He didn't send us here just to toil for dunya. Allah has sent us here to become the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is why normally 5 minutes we revise one few sunnahs of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But myself, all of us, let us ponder and think that am I conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Am I concerned that how many years I'm revising it, even I'm revising it in my home, but am I concerned of the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That is why this is the time that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us over 1400 years ago and longer. Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed. Whoever brings alive one sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And can we see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying bring alive Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, the great muhaddith of his time, who gives the sharah of Mishkat Sharif, and that ulama will know, this useless servant just speaking whatever we heard from our Hazrat in our broken way, revising my lesson and making takrar of my sabak. So Allah Ta'ala make me realize that I'm addressing myself, and all of us should see our own condition. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that time is going to come and to bring alive one sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is the reward of 100 shaheed. And that is to bring alive the sunnah. In other words, bring alive the sunnat, what does it mean? To practice on the sunnat of Nabi Akram's house. So myself, all of us, let us think that whatever level we are as far as deen is concerned, that I realize that I am the honorable slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala stresses over and over, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. And Allah ta'ala, we're not going into the details, as you see Allah ta'ala's system, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. And as Hazrat, also the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to their concern, that our iman must be safe. And really, iman will know when Malakul Maut comes. And as we're learning this whole, that the system that is carrying on in the Khanka, for years it is carrying on. But today, we are more worried that, what is my position, and what is our deen also like a profession, or is our deen to realize that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most honorable position Allah ta'ala has given us. And how today, we are all worried, I mustn't get a heart attack. But myself, let us ponder and think, we have got a Ruh attack. Did I realize that I got a Ruh attack? And today many people will say that I don't have time to take off Ramadan Sharif, or I don't have time to sit in the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you can be the biggest businessman in the world. You can be the biggest, you can be the president of whichever country. You get a heart attack, immediately everybody will say, family will say, go immediately. Go for a bypass. And that is all how shaitan is fooling us. Here we have got a Ruh attack, and we see, did I realize, Allah Ta'ala sent me on this journey, and this is, as our Hazrat explained yesterday also, that Allah Ta'ala did not send us here without any guidance. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has sent us here and given us clear instructions how to go through this part of our life. And life hasn't started, this is what we think, this is our life has started. Since we came into the world. But our life started all in Alam-e-Arwah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented Himself there. And Allah ta'ala said, Alastu bi Rabbikum. And we once have heard this, myself repeating it. But did I realize, who is my Rabb? Rabb is that great creator, sustainer, nourisher, who brings from non-existence into existence. Today the attack of shaitan upon us, that direct attack on iman, that even in our schools, in the maktabs, in the particularly those maktabs that are connected to the Muslim school, which we don't call really a maktab. They say it's a Muslim school, but we are doing is a subjects of doing maktab subjects, whereas that is not called a Muslim school. The maktab that it was in the earlier days, it was a simple way. Ustad used to be call from India, and that they couldn't even speak English. But the simple kitabs of our pious elders, like Hazrat, is written in this is a bayan we all know of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. But the whole introduction is actually the introduction of our course of life. And then we'll understand why we're saying it's Anwar Salah. Allah is Allah Nur Samawati Wal Ard. Allah is one Nur. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to become His friends. When we bring iman, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, then Allah Ta'ala says, Allah waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah has put a crown of friendship on your head already. Now you are the Khalifa, the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala warned us and informed us and showed us our honorable position, that our forefather Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and our great grandmother Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam were created in Jannah. And there Allah Ta'ala shows that Iblis, who was a jinnat, Allah allowed him to be staying in the company of the Malaika. But, and this is very worrying for myself, all of us, that one is to be in the company of the Mashaykh. Today we are too worried that is this necessary or not. This is absolutely necessary for every person. How to go through this journey of life, which we call this our journey of life. Our journey of life started already when we were Alam-e-Arwah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the Arwah, whether we remember or not. Allah ta'ala presented Himself, and Allah's splendor, and Allah's beauty, and Allah ta'ala's shan, we can't imagine. It's beyond Him, because Allah is our creator, and we are the creation. Can something limited can an unlimited thing fit into something that is limited? It is impossible. So Allah Ta'ala did not send us here to go through difficulty, and we see sadly the people will say Muslim Ummat are going through depression, Muslim Ummat committing suicide, where could we hear this ever? But the actual, why this, it's called Anwarus Salah, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is the time we are living in. But Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. The embodiment of mercy for the entire universe until Qiyamah. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was chosen as the greatest Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Allah ta'ala even created the other creation. But we're not going into the detail here. As we explained, Hazrat taught us yesterday also very stressingly, and all our mashayikh, they are stressing that we should be worried about our iman, who we are. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرُ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنُ. We created insan. We created, and we, everybody in this world wants a choice. As human beings we say we want our choice. Allah gave us the choice. But choice is when you are guided and you're shown that this is the choice you should make. And then if you make the wrong choice, and that is why unfortunately today we'll see attacks on our iman, that shaitan uses his whole army that will be called scholars of deen, and they will want to interpret the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suit them. Allah ta'ala save me and all of us. Myself, I should do introspection and see that years I am coming here, but is the importance of sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart. One is myself, that it is, we should be concerned and feel pain that how Muslims are being massacred in this country and that country. But those that Allahu Akbar know the value of Iman, we can't imagine in that difficult condition, they are still reciting Quran Kareem. They are still teaching children Quran Sharif. And we in our conditions of comfort, our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and Hazrat explained, that what a honor Allah Ta'ala has given us. But on the other hand, it shows that our deen is complete and perfect. Our deen is totally true. And if we don't appreciate our deen, Allah Ta'ala from the beginning warned us that shaitan, when Allah commanded the malaika that I am going to create my khalifa, and from what? Sand and water. And when Allah Ta'ala commanded the malaika that make sajda to Adam alayhi salam to show his honor, this was not a sajda of ibadat. After that, nobody is allowed to bow down in front of any person and stand with respect, like how we stand in salah. We, nobody is allowed to stand in that, in front of anybody. Even in front of your sheikh, as our sheikh explained, our dada sheikh, and this comes all. It is not, we'll say our sheikh, and many people find that what is objection to this. Sahaba radiallahu anh, when we say our sheikh, it's deed right to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anh, and to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of this time. Then how to be protecting our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I left you, taraktu ala amrin bayza, layluha kanahariha. That I left you on a clear path. It is, nobody can say that I'm confused. It is so clear that the dark night is like the day. It's so bright. But today we find we're living in a time that even we have finished, we become ulama, and we are teaching also. But we'll say that we are breaking the ummah. Whereas the ummah is not being broken, myself, my own heart is being broken. And I should ponder and think that there's a time that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all the fitnas that will be pouring, one of the worst fitnas before the Dajjal, and the Dajjal's prelude has already taken place long time. All our mashayikh, and before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed that all the anbiya who came, or that came, has informed their ummah about the Dajjal. And the Dajjal in simple terms is a liar. It's deception. And today Allah Ta'ala has shown us, Allah has given us the ability to manufacture technology. And Allah Ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. That how we'll be fooled, that what our knowledge of deen, we We won't realize what is our priorities in life. Today Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Let me and all of us ponder and think. And my sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not just regarded according to the laws of fiqh, that this is sunnah and this is wajib, this is faras. The sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the way of life that we have to be living. And under all conditions, whether from birth to death, from day to night, every aspect Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. And that is why Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, after creating the souls, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, am I not your Rabb? أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your creator, your sustainer, your nourisher? All of us, and according to many narrations, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's voice was the first to be announced. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Undoubtedly, O Allah, we acknowledge wholeheartedly that you have created us. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has already that time taken a pledge from us that Allah knows, Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is unlimited. And Allah Ta'ala's wisdom, Allah's knowledge is not without wisdom. Allah Ta'ala's control is not without wisdom. And that is why we should realize when we are the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we only have to be following the law of Allah Ta'ala. Any other law, we are living in that time today, unfortunately, where the Khilafat, and this is what Shaitan's effort was, that to destroy the system of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Shaitan, out of his pride and arrogance, living in the company of the Malaika, totally denied to make sajda to Adam Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And although living in a, so it's extremely important to ponder, that we are teaching deen, we are doing work of deen, and Allah has brought us here. It is only Allah's fazl and karam. It is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. We can't make enough shukr. And over we hearing, hum aaye nahi, hum laaye gaye. We didn't come on our own. Allah Ta'ala brought us. And as we learn, then we'll understand what it means that Allah Ta'ala has brought us. It's absolute reality. That, wa huwa Allah, la ilaha illahu. لَوْ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَوْ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is not just the controller of the world. Allah is the creator, sustainer, nourisher. And to go through this, what we say, today life is very difficult. Life is hard. And sadly, we will talk about people that don't have Iman and their journey of life. Allahu Akbar. We'll only know our journey of life. It shouldn't be that when Malakul Maut comes, Hatta Iza Jahadumul Maut, Qala Rabbi Irji'uni, that when Malakul Maut comes, then I get a shock that now my flight is ready already. So we all have to be ready for this. So this is not like how we go to a madrasa or we are going to a Darul Uloom, and as beautifully what explanations Hazrat has given through, and this, as we say, this is the whole chain, which is the chain of the Mashaykh. And Nabi sallallahu Allah Ta'ala has informed us that I'm sending you into the world already that time. Allah says, we're taking a pledge from you that you acknowledge that I am your Rabb, and Allah's knowledge is unlimited, and Allah knows what we all want to know, what's going to happen in the future. And Allah gave it to us in detail in the Quran Kareem. And we see for years, myself particularly, we even listening every morning, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Musa Sahab, Damat Barakatum, and all the sincere efforts that we listen to the summary of the para of the day of what was recited in the Taraweeh Salah. But let me think, I heard the summary of Suratul Fatiha. I'm reading Suratul Fatiha all the time. But if Surah Fatiha realized that this is my open heart transplant of my ruh, and this is how I have to go through this journey of dunya, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, I'm taking a pledge from you now, that I'm to make you witness of, so to say, your own life. Tomorrow when you come on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala save us, that we are, our hearts are bleeding for the shuhada that are giving their lives for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, when you realize you're the slave of Allah, then 24/7, and this is what is called the Anwarus Salah, that we'll realize then, the most important ibadat of ours to be the slave of Allah, and firstly is Iman. Today, myself, we have to ponder, is my iman intact, that I can be the imam, I can be many places. Hazrat gave this useless servant opportunity to be in the company of Hazrat, which we don't even deserve on suffer. Many a times in certain places, we Hazrat asked ulama, that are you teaching in the school or what? He said, yes, are you teaching the Daven theory of evolution? We have to teach it, but your iman is at stake. So he says that ulama used to say that we explain to the students that this is not our belief. But if you're walking through, you got a bucket of milk, pure white milk, and you're walking through a gully, and you got two buckets, one is closed, one is open, or your own bucket of milk, fresh 5 liter, and you're walking through a gully, and one drop of urine or one drop of dirty water fell in there, and now you're getting visitors, great ulama coming to visit you. And then now you pour all that milk out in glasses, and somebody brought fresh milk, untainted, and it's all put in the tray. So you say these glasses here, there's one bucket of milk that was thrown in these glasses, only one drop of urine or even dirty water fell in there. But I don't know in which glass it is. So what will a person take from there? And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us from before time. And not only Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Where Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could not reach close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, the incident of Mi'raj. But who is that great personality that realizes, as our mashayikh teach us, that how shaitan has beautified our foolishness to us, and we think we're doing something good. I'm teaching so many students, but I'm tainting their iman, and my iman is getting tainted. And many times we'll say that what we are stressing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our life is, we're living like, as our Hazrat teaches us, we are living like zombies. And what the dua Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and see the mashayikh, when they open the eyes of our ruh, then one dua of Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is, and many people will realize that Quran Kareem is such a kitab that every moment, whatever problem you got, you pick up Quran Kareem, that haza kalamu rabbi. This is the word of my Allah. This is the word of my guidance. This is the word of which Allah Ta'ala is giving me, the shifa in this kitab. Then see, whatever problem you got, you won't have to go to the wrong avenues. Then a person will realize that I need my spiritual doctor. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Amen. So Allah Ta'ala has put in the heart of through our Hazrat's tawajjuh, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that revising the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mubarak. But actually it's to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And simple sunnahs, for example, if I'm the imam or I'm a ustad and I'm a few minutes late due to circumstances coming for namaz, do I ponder how I'm rushing and taking out my shoes, taking out my sandals? I'm just rushing. Whether did I take the first left shoe out first, or did I take out the right shoe first? We don't even know, and we are repeating it. So it is not just a matter of repeating. It is a time now. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi wa Dada Shaykh used to say, we are that honored ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that a lady in the time of the Bani Israel, when they heard, she heard the virtue of this ummah, that we will come in the last part of the last part, when the Allah Ta'ala's servants will be coming now to the end, to the world will be coming to an end. So our period will be just between Asr and Maghrib. But in that short time, wal Asr, and that is why Imam Shafi Rahmatullah used to say, that if Allah Ta'ala just revealed the shortest surah, wal Asr, and we just read it properly with pondering, and if we pondered over it, then we'll understand that the surah was enough for our hidayat, was enough for our guidance. But myself, our patent surah, generally, we recite suratul asr, generally in our nafal namaz, in our sunnat namaz. And today, as Hazrat teaches us, that ma'lumat, to have knowledge of deen, that is not the object. The object is to have that ma'mulat, that the knowledge of deen is to inspire you and to give you shauq to practice on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are in the knowledge of deen is actually to make us realize that if you are on an important journey and now your flight is ready, then what is faras? How to make your namaz? Don't read a fast namaz, read a short namaz. There is a big difference between a fast namaz and a short namaz. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala opened my heart, all our hearts, that all this revision is very important. But today, the ummah, we are going through crisis and we all crying. Whereas Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us that a person who's got iman and a person who's making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّدِ. And zikr is not like how myself, we are making zikr just on our tasbih, or like that parrot Hazrat says, you even will tell all the family members, see my parrot makes zikr. But when that parrot comes out of that cage and it's caught by the cat, and now it's in its now final moments, what will come out from the parrot? It will come out from the mouth, but what is in the heart is going to come out. Is kalima going to come out? Or te? So myself, Allah save me, all of us. It's a time to take stock. Only Allah Ta'ala restrain that these words which from this useless tongue, this dirty tongue, that myself, all of us, the whole ummah, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Inam al-Hassan Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and this is all what we learn from our Hazrat, in our broken way we are mentioning it. Normally Hazrat reads the kitab and explains it in detail, but in reality, the khulasa of this whole kitab, what is the summary of the whole kitab, as Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, that Allah Ta'ala has given me, and Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, when the kuffar used to taunt Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is their work, and our work is to remain firm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, consoling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam over and over, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ لَا تَمُدَّنَّ إِنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. So Allah ta'ala says, we have given you one surah of Qur'an al-Kareem, which is often repeated. And so to say, Allah has commanded us. And it's not so to say, it is the command of Allah, every rakat. And behind the imam, yeah, that is where there is ikhtilaf as far as the masail is concerned. But as far as the basic foundation of iman, there is no ikhtilaf. The foundation of iman, three principles, tawheed, risalat and akhirat. That is, the oneness of Allah is to penetrate the heart. How long we are reading Suratul Ikhlas? It is called Suratul Ikhlas. It is called Suratul Tawheed. And we read every day Suratul Tawheed. And how Allah Ta'ala has made it so simple and easy. But the Tawheed penetrates my heart. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has made the system. One is, and all obviously, to pass through this journey of life, then we'll realize from an infant stage, and it is actually from generation to generation, the parents, their duty is that before their child is born, then we'll understand that Allah Ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. That we finish, make your reality your ruh. Until today, the philosophers, as Hazrat explained, dictionaries, volumes and volumes, they have written, and they still don't know what is the ruh all about. In reality, it is our real ruh, that is the heart which we are stressed that illa man atallah bi qalbin salim. Those who come to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah Ta'ala, today we are getting caught with trivial things that we must follow the Abrahamic accord. In other words, we all worshipping God. This is not a matter of worship. This is a matter of our iman and our way of life. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the friend of Allah Ta'ala, is making dua, وَلَا تُغْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَوْ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. That, oh Allah, please don't disgrace me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. That concern, if the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had, all the Anbiya had, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for us, then can we imagine how important this matter is? It's not a matter that we say we're stressing it in life, but this is a time that the ummah are going through the, when the mashayikh and the man of Allah ta'ala who would explain, if you do this cause of spirituality, and in reality that is the cause of our life, that first of all, as we realize that the summary of this introduction, one is Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he first saw the small booklet, Anwar al-Salah, he was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and when they saw the small booklet, Anwar al-Salah, they were shocked, what a kitab, Qurratu Aini fi Salah. Then you'll understand, Qurratu Aini is proverbial. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, the coolness of my eyes is in Salah. In other words, the enjoyment that I get, today do I think that statement, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, don't even, we should just check our hearts and then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that we are still in that time, that Allah Ta'ala has kept the man of Allah Ta'ala alive, and that being alive in this world is a great ni'mat, that Allah Ta'ala, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض Allah, Allah, that Allah will let the world function, the sun will rise, the sun will set, everything. And we got firm conviction, not what today we will follow all the agents of shaitan. And very important, that our deen is not based on logic. And that is why the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we over and over hear the honorable name of our, in our silsila, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hakimul Ummat, Mujaddil Millat, Hazrat Man Ashraf Ali Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that, how simple he puts it, that, khayish par, that is your desires, we all got desires. But as with Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to explain through the barakat of our Hazrat, in my useless way, that the malaika, they don't have desires. So yesterday we end up at that part, that if the most beautiful hoor of Jannat, Hora, have to sit on the lap of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, it won't tickle him anyway. And because they don't have desires, they don't know, and that is why the malaika, not out of the objection, so to when Allah Ta'ala told them, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُ وَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَن يُفْسِدُ, that are you going to make such people your khalifas that's going to create havoc on the earth and bloodshed? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in one simple term there said, that inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. In other words, the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that man who's so weak, when Allah gives us little position, we want to use our authority. Whereas authority only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala showed, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was rubbing in Jannat, and Allah ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, wala taqrab hadhi shajara, don't go near that particular tree. And Shaitan was in that company of the malaika. In that time his name was on the scale of the arch of malaika, like Jibreel alayhi salam, Israel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Iblis, his name at that time was Azazil, on the same scale. Allahu Akbar. And today when Allah Ta'ala gave an announcement, one of my slaves are going to be kicked out from my court. And to be kicked out from the court of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, when you are rejected, mardood, and you still, and as our Dada Shaykh said so beautifully, this mardood, if he only had a Shaykh, then he'll know, and because he was a great Arif, yet Allah gave him recognition of Allah Ta'ala to such an extent that he knows Allah has, it's not a, haven't got human qualities, that when we get angry, we get overtaken by our emotions. Allah Ta'ala's anger doesn't overtake Allah. Allah Ta'ala is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. So you can do the worst sin in the world. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that to pass through this journey, first of all realize who has created you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we get up in the morning also, and Surah Fatiha, if it's true, we sit in the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala, one is we can be teaching Surah Fatiha. We can be Shaykhul Hadith also, and teaching so many students. But those who realize that I know the outward knowledge of the Kitab, which is, you get it in the Darul Ulooms, And first of all, we realize we have to have the foundation also. We all want to become awliya Allah, but without the foundation, without the maktab, and without the training, every parent supposed to be training the child, and from, not only when the child comes into the world, from the child is in the womb of the mother already. And Allah Ta'ala says that, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. That before you came in the world already, when Allah took you out from the world, so Allah Ta'ala shows us the faculties, the abilities Allah gave us. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah took you out from the wombs of your mothers. And today how shaitan will make us scared, that how, and if you ponder of Allah's qudrat, Allah's greatness, it's virtually impossible. And how beautifully Allah has created that beautiful, the child in the womb of the mother. And that is why the khulasa of this whole summary is, and when Khusufi Iqbal sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, saw this kitab, he said, what a kitab. It is nayab, it was not found in that time. And today myself, all of us, we should ponder and think. Our Dada Shaykh of the Shah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, and all our mashayikh today, they say that myself, we are worried of the outward, we are our body, and we are worried of our, even we become ulama, our kitabs will all be placed beautifully in our library, and would all printed also few beautifully, but is one iota of the kitab in my heart. Allahu Akbar. So this reality, a person like the useless person myself, Allah Ta'ala is no Allah system. Human being can do anything on his own. Allah Ta'ala restricts a person, and you must appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, for the past few, two-thirds of Ramadan Sharif is gone. And we might think that we still didn't even start the kitab. But in reality, this is the whole khulasa of our life. Anwarus Salah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, a sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Sini wa O Jiz, that give me such advice, but make it short. And Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. We all want short programs. And according to that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embodiment of mercy, and the man of Allah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that in 9 seconds, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him 3 advices, that is a volumes, your lives and lives will not cover the first part of the advice. And Hazrat used to time himself also and say it so beautifully, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the need and the desire of the person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in simple words told him 3 advices. إِذَا كُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعِينَ وَلَا تَتَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْتَذِرُ بِي غَدًا وَجَلِ الْآيَاتِ فِي مَا عَيْدِ النَّاسِ. So 3 advisors, and Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, and all this useless slave listening from our Shaykh, and also in my useless broken way, and talking, it's easy to talk and easy to listen, but the reality myself, and this worry and concern, and how simple our deen is, a deen of yusrun, and shaitan beautifies the outward actions that will take you away from Allah Ta'ala, and make you think that we are doing the best actions. Allahu Akbar. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us that in this time and age particularly, make it a ma'mool in our home that we should be reciting Suratul Kahf. And that will save us from all this delusion that where we should be going, which environment we should be in, etc. So anyway, the first advice, we're not going into the detail, is قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعٍ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you stand up to establish your namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, Iza sallu salatika, when you're going to read your namaz. One is establishing, that is knowing, is namaz, how my life is. If my namaz is correct, my whole life will become correct. And that is why the kitab was taught, because the kitab is actually the whole journey of our life, from this part of our life, which is so short. So short, and this is the test that Allah Ta'ala has put us in. That Allah Ta'ala has put this outward beauty of dunya, but the man of Allah Ta'ala has taught us very easy that how you will go through this test. And in such a way that not only in salah, this is what we think that this is called khanka, or in the early days it was called tasawuf, In other words, the man of Allah Ta'ala, they are not paying more attention to their dunya, outward clothing, etc. And although we will give proofs that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that pride is not to wear beautiful clothing, but in reality, myself, we will be saying those dalail, but we won't even know I've got a spiritual disease. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. First of all, tawheed have to penetrate your heart. And the first sunnah, when a child is born, we all know that when the child is born, azan has to be given in the one ear. And immediately, iqama is given in the other ear. And who? This is the duty of the parents. And in fact, before the child comes out from the womb of the mother, when the child is, for every 40 day period, the child is, Allah Ta'ala so beautifully explains, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَقِينَ. The whole the ayat in the 18th para, where gynecologists and people that were in the field tell today that one doctor wrote that if anybody can give me information of the detail how a child is born from stage to stage, not in the medical science, that all I've studied to thoroughly, but from detail who is creating this child. And when this one ayat was sent to him, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم انشأناه خلقا آخر. The detail how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from one droplet of dirty, filthy fluid, our semen, and just part of that the semen, Allah ta'ala transformed in the womb of the mother. Allahu Akbar. And then when that the child is being developed, 40 day period, it's just a drop of semen. Then, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً. In other words, the first human being, our great-grandfather Adam a.s. is created directly from sand and water, which will say mud. Who wants to even children play with mud? We'll shout them. But in reality, Allah is showing us, Allah is that creator that from the worst thing, Allah will make the best material. And how Mashaykh will open our heart from that droplet of semen. And that is also, we are created from sand and water. That where is the semen made from? The food that we eat, that is where blood is formed in the body. And from there, Allah Ta'ala makes the semen. And that semen is not, so we shouldn't think that we were not created from sand and water. And that is why we are taught that given the brief translation of the ash'ar that are read while making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Thus are not just that is not the actual main object. This is when we just get an iota of the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, then instantaneously the pious servants used to make this dua that Allah, you gave me my heart. For what was my heart? And not our physical heart, actually our ruh. Allah gave us the heart is the king, the palace for the king. And who is the kings of kings? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when I realize this, when we come in the company of the Mashaykh, and then as it is mentioned, that the, before you even try to understand what namaz, what a honorable, great honor Allah Ta'ala has given us to be coming into the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So in this introduction also of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullahi, then Shah Sufi Iqbal Sahib mentioned it as Noor, that before you can even understand what was this bayan all about, is you have to first enlighten your heart. You have to do a course in the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala put the greatest marifat was in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then those that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum openly say, Hazrat Umar radiallahu gave the announcement from the time Allah Ta'ala opened his heart that inna kunna azalla qawmun fa'azzana Allah bil Islam. That we were the most degraded nation on the face of the earth. Whereas Allah Ta'ala didn't send any human being to be disgraced. This is Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. See what honor we gave Bani Adam. Outwardly also, as far as dunya is concerned, we gave them control over the airspace. We gave them control, if we see in the India, Pakistan area, in those days already, small boys controlling buffaloes, loaded with huge carts behind them, and a small boy controlling it. Who is it possible? And that is why we were taught the first, when we get up in the morning also, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. Who has woken me up? It's not my alarm, it's not anything. Which minute does a person know I'm going to sleep at this time? But any person can give you exactly which minute you fell off to sleep. Exactly like that, which minute? And Malakul Maut will take out our ruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no machine can keep you alive. No life support machine can keep you. It is only Allah ta'ala. فَإِذَا جَاءَ جَلَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَخِرُونَ سَعَةُ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When your time is up, that second, and myself also will ask, all of a sudden he passed away. And that is, it shouldn't be all of a sudden. When we read Maut Ki Yaad, Allahu Akbar, that how Hazrat Shaykh explains, those servants of Allah who prepare us and may open our hearts, then a person is looking forward for Malakul Maut. But otherwise, when we don't do this course, basically this whole introduction and even the bayan itself is in old Urdu, which generally it is quite difficult to even read it. But our Hazrat and our Mashayikh, and then we'll understand how enjoyable it will be to recite durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat says, read what release, what passion and desire, what shock, and then a person will understand that I'm right in the presence of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Am I reciting durood or am I causing pain to my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That way which Allah ta'ala has taught our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever they will be going to the pick and turn, people will be taunting them, people will be Allahu Akbar, exile them from their homes and everything, but they will worry, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that the khulasa, the summary, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah Ta'ala has given me the Qur'an Kareem, which is a summary of all the previous kitabs. And Mufassirin, and all this knowledge is not from man, it is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How when Jibreel alayhi salam used to come with Qur'an Kareem, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar. And we see youngsters also, if they run away from the wrong environment, and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that, oh Allah, put me on the straight path. And one is straight path, that if you want to go from here to a certain place, and you get today with all this technology, we think we are advanced. But, anyway, time is almost up. That one is, you tell a person, this is the direction, this is the road to that place. That is one way to go. But with all today, we say the roads, we'll complain of the roads, we'll complain of this. But Hazrat says, when Allah gives us the ni'mat, we don't appreciate. And when Allah takes away, just give us an iota of what difficulty we'll go through, then we'll blame everybody else besides myself. The teachers are so beautifully. You'll point one finger at somebody, how many fingers are pointing to yourself? So myself, as I realize that if I come right, the whole ummah will come right. Our whole house will come right. And to come right, the cause of getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system that ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that you have to tread this portion of your life which is very short. And the longest, so to say, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was the first Nabi who was given Shariat, a law to follow, commands of Allah ta'ala to follow. And how he went through, we know, we read the surah, but they touch our heart. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when Malakul Maut came to him, then he asked him, now you see the reality of Akhirat, then how long you think you stayed in this world? He says, it seems I entered my house from the front door and went out from the back door. And this ummah myself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, our average life is 60, 70 years. So those who get more than 70 and they love their right lives righteously already, Allah Ta'ala has written, their love is in the heavens already. So these are the men. So Allah, one is that you ask a person, what is the direction? And as our Dada Shaykh, his beautiful poem, he says that everybody is asking directions for all different places. But sadly, we have to return home and nobody is asking directions to go home. And even if you don't want to know, let me tell you, and the beautiful poem, Naqsh-e-Qadam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai, Jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu Semilate Sunnat Kiraste. We have to Naqsha Qadam, every footstep of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have to be treading, and in this world we'll already get Allah Ta'ala coming into our heart, and we'll be eager to be meeting Allah. Allah give me, all of us, this reality, and may let this reality come in our heart, inshallah. Allah give tawfiq. We'll carry on with the lessons. So the basic summary is that we have to do a course in Marifat, and that is under the guidance of the Mashayikh who got the Marifat, and then they teach us how to make zikr and spiritual exercises. Then we'll understand the niyat of our life, and then Allahu Akbar. Making mashq, that is when we realize two rakats namaz, how enjoyable, we'll all the time try and practice. And the sign of success is, I'll realize I was reading namaz for life, but I didn't read. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding.